that Adam, I don't know if I mentioned it, but he's 15 years old. And so, again, how many years, Adam, have you played?
7.5, 8.
Okay. And so I know there was one thing I had forgotten to mention. He's 15, and when I was 15, I don't know, I was anything but Adam. So I'm just thrilled.
Can you all hear me? I'm Adam's dad. My name's Joel. Yes, we were members of this church a long time ago, precisely 18 years ago. And it's always good to be back here in Wichita to see old friends and family again. So thank you for your gracious invitation. We always have great fun here and fond memories. The second song that Adam's going to play is found in hymnal number 83, O Worship the King. And a central part of the three angels' message found in Revelation 14, which is really what we heard this morning, sermon this morning, it's a call to bear to the world the second coming of Christ and to worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of water. And so this evening, we want to worship God, our Creator and the King of the universe. So Adam will play O Worship the King. This is really one of my favorite hymns. So we ask you to turn to hymnal number 83 and join in on the last stanza with the quartet.
My next arrangement that I will play is For the Beauty of the Earth, and you'll notice as I begin to play the first verse that I have stretched out the rhythm so that it makes the first two notes longer than they are in the original hymn, and other notes lengthened as well. But then in the second verse, it'll go back to the original rhythm, but then listen for the first rhythm that you heard on the last verse.
As we look back over the past almost 8 years of Adam's piano playing, it has been exciting to see his growth as he's gone from twinkles to concertos. And yet, I can tell you that even at those very first recitals when he played much simpler melodies, they still brought joy to our hearts as parents, and I'm sure any parent here can relate. Although they were much simpler then, they were still songs that had required diligence and dedication and focus as he learned them. And as a result, to us, it was beautiful music to our ears. And this might be similar to what our Heavenly Father sees when he looks at us, his children. Each one of us here are at different stages of our Christian growth. We're all at different levels of maturity. And yet, we can still bring glory to God as we abide in him and focus on his will for our lives and continually make progress. So just like each year we've been able to see progress as Adam has progressed musically, so should we progress spiritually each year. Our Heavenly Father should be able to look at us and see that we have made progress. And there's no better time to start making that progress than when we are in the freshness of youth, in the morning of our lives. In the book Child Guidance, it says, "Throughout the day, let us lift up our hearts to God. At every step of our way, he says, 'I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Fear not, I will help thee.'" Isaiah 41:13. Could our children learn these lessons in the morning of their years? What freshness and power, what joy and sweetness would be brought into their lives? Adam's next song will be "Morning Has Broken," and he will be joined by his cousin, Joshua Draggett, on the violin. It's a treat when these boys can get together and make music. They both have been given a gift from God in music, and we're grateful. "Morning Has Broken."
The next song is "All Creatures of Our God and King." In Psalm 148, it says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Beast and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the peoples, prince and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord."
We ask that you turn to number 2 in your hymnals, "All Creatures of Our God and King," and please join us on the fourth stanza. The next hymn Adam will play is This Is My Father's World, and it was written by Maltby Babcock, who was a Presbyterian minister who lived in New York State, and he was a musician. You can see that influence in his writing. If you turn to number 92, thank you. So you can see that influence in the verses here in the text. It says, it includes phrases like this, the birds their carols raise, and then to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. So his ears were tuned in to the sound of nature. He was also an outdoorsman, and Babcock had the practice of going on morning walks to the top of a hill that overlooked Lake Ontario. And it was noted that before he left for these walks, he would remark, I'm going out to see my Father's world. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let us ever remember, as the last stanza of this song states, that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. We would like to invite all the children and teens who are here today to come up and join the quartet as we sing This Is My Father's World. So if you would please turn to number 92. And children and teens that are here, please join us up front. Thank you for joining us. Come on up. If you have a hymnal handy, bring it. Otherwise, we'll share. This is my Father's world. And everyone, if you could also turn to number 92, we'll sing all three stanzas as Adam plays. And the youth joining in with their enthusiasm. Thank you for coming. Come right up.
Sings and round me rings the music of the spheres.
And thank you very much.
Before I introduce my next piece, I would like to mention that on the fourth of Beauty of the Earth that I played, it was actually the last two notes of the measure that I stretched out in the first verse for the most part. And then the next piece that I will play is My Faith Looks Up to Thee. And I have also combined it with a bit of Mozart.
The next song is hymn number 223. You know, Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, when he was getting ready to check out, so to speak, he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, he said, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the fight." And then in verse 8, he says, "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all that you and me who have loved his appearing." So I believe that as we look forward to the day when Christ comes again, I can't wait for each and every one of us to wear a crown of righteousness.
In Romans chapter 14, verse 11, it says, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord." Does the Lord live today? And is what he says true? And will it be true? Yes, amen. "As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So we know that even though today there are scoffers and doubters, that one day every knee will bow to God. In Revelation 15, verses 2 and 3, it says, "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." So the thought came to me, music is very important. In fact, even though everybody that has ever lived will acknowledge God and bow the knee, only the redeemed will sing the song of the redeemed, the song of the Lamb. So is music important? And is it important that we can sing that song with the redeemed? Yes, it is. And we pray that as you've listened today, that just like we read, that great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, that the music that you've heard can just direct our thoughts heavenward, and that it will be his works that we glorify and are thrilled for. We would like you to join us as we sing Holy, 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 number 73. If we could turn to 73. And the word, this would come. We will join Adam on the last stanza of 73.
Before I play my last piece, I would like to thank all of you for coming tonight and listening to my music. I pray that my music has blessed you. And my final piece will be Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
First part of this concert is over, but I don't know. I feel like asking him to play a little more. How about you? I'm putting myself out on a limb here, but you know, again, the official concert is over. But how many of you do you ever have a motion to ask him to play more? It has so. Oh wow! Look at all those hands. Yeah. Anyone who would second that motion? No. All in favor, say amen.
Amen.
So, how many of you want one more? How many of you want two more? How many of you want three more? All right, well, you know what? It's up to you now. You're welcome to play. Now, this is the true test.
Somebody was wondering if you could take a question. Yeah, I was just going to do that. Does anybody have a favorite that they would like me to play? Sure, okay. And any other favorites? Oh, okay.
Marching to Zion.
Pardon me?
Which? Marching to Zion.
Okay, and then yours?
Just as I am.
Okay.
Go through the hymnal.
Start at page one.
So, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
Are there any more? Maybe like one or two? Okay, I'll play that. And then, what's that one? Joy to the World? Okay. Never too early for Christmas. And now, as I play, when we all get to heaven, maybe if you guys would like to sing on the fourth verse with the quartet. Well, I guess before that, someone wanted Just As I Am, so I'll play. Didn't I play that? I already played. Please turn to 633 when we all get to heaven, and then on the fourth verse, if you could sing along with me. Thank you.
What a blessing. Amen. And I want to invite you to join me in prayer at the end of this. In fact, why don't we stand? You've been sitting for an hour. But I also want to mention before we pray, first of all, I want to thank you for the music, Adam, for the blessing. And we encourage you and we believe that you will continue to use your gift to God's glory. After we are done, you know, the day is still not over. It's still Sabbath for us here. And so Paula will be reading a story for the children up here right afterwards. So all the children are welcome to come up here, whether you are 2 feet tall or 6 feet tall. You're welcome to join us here, all the children. Anyway, so I want to mention that. Let's pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy of being able to sing with you through eternity, to be just singing from the heart and jumping for joy because we have not only a quantity of life, but a quality of life that this world has never seen. But thank you that quality of life can even begin here and now, as we can have peace and we can have joy even in the midst of difficult circumstances. And so thank you that you have given us the blessing with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Thank you also for the gift of music that you have imparted to Adam and to others among us. And Father, some of us may not have that gift. We don't know how to sing. We only know how to make a joyful noise. I just pray that you will help us all to just be growing in understanding of who you are and just sing with you with praises in our hearts. We thank you for the for this hour. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you for coming out this evening.
Okay, for those of you who want